This is an MP3 audio clip from the weekly People First radio broadcast.
CHLY 101.7 Nanaimo.
The Icarus Project is a U.S.-based website and online community, a support network of local groups, and a media project created by and for people living with what the project describes as dangerous gifts that are commonly labeled as bipolar or other psychiatric conditions. What society commonly labels as mental illnesses. The Icarus Project says it is creating a new culture and language that resonates with the actual experiences of madness and mental illness, rather than trying to fit people and their lives into the conventional framework.
Will Hull, a member of the Icarus Project, is part of a new generation of activists trying to change both the treatment and the stigma attached to mental illness. He was recently interviewed for an article in Newsweek magazine about what is being described as a new liberation movement called Mad Pride. Will Hull is on the phone with us today from Portland.
Welcome to People First Radio, Will.
Thanks for having me.
The Newsweek article of May 18th, 2009 about Mad Pride stated that members of the Icarus Project reject the notion that the things that are called mental illness are simply something to be rid of. Tell us more about that.
Well, that has been the kind of reigning belief that exists in the U.S., that mental illness is a disease, it's a disorder in your brain, it comes from a genetic abnormality, you have a chemical imbalance, and the solution is to take a pill, and that you have to be on medication. In fact, that the stereotype is that people are violent or they'll be suicidal, or without your medication, you're just kind of lost in this illness. And actually, my experience was I was diagnosed with schizophrenia, and it's definitely true that I was suffering and going through a lot of pain and having a very difficult time with extreme states of consciousness. I would get very withdrawn, and I would feel that people were trying to hurt me, or they were talking about me, or I could tell what people were broadcasting into my brain. I had a lot of problems, but to see that as an illness and a brain disorder really took me away from what the solutions that I found for myself. I tried all kinds of different psychiatric medications, and they made things a lot worse for me. The meds have a lot of terrible side effects, and the science that is supposedly supporting the use of medication for everyone has really been quite corrupted by the pharmaceutical profit motive. So what I discovered was that looking, for example, at trauma, there's a lot of violence in my childhood. My father's a Korean War veteran. So looking at the effect that trauma had on me was very helpful. Also dealing with issues like nutrition and holistic health. I've seen an acupuncturist for many years. I've changed my diet. I've looked at food allergies. And most importantly, being around other people and getting a support community around myself to really support the positive side of my experience. Because what I experience is that I have tremendous creativity and sensitivity. And if you just sort of tell someone that, oh, you're schizophrenic, you're never going to recover, you have to be on medication for the rest of your life, that's really kind of casting a spell on them. And I really felt like it was a self-fulfilling prophecy. So I had to really unlearn a lot of what the mainstream mental health system had taught me about myself and get away from the treatments that it had offered and often forced me to take so that I could discover my own way of healing. And through that, I became very interested in educating people and being part of the Mad Pride and Mad Liberation movement.
This is People First Radio. I'm Kevin. I'm here with Jan. We're talking with Will Hull, an Icarista, or a member of the Icarus Project. The Icarus Project works to redefine the societal understanding of mental illness. Now, Will, you've been talking about your personal story, and in fact, you came of age during the era of Prozac. Tell us more about your personal journey and how it relates to Mad Pride.
Well, ever since I've been a kid, I've had very difficult experiences, out-of-body experiences. I would lie on the floor of my my room at home and watch cartoons on the ceiling. I would get very withdrawn. So I've always had something very strange and very different in me, a really mental difference. And for all my life up into my early 20s, I really kind of pushed to the side and didn't really want to talk about it or get any help. And I really kind of saw it as depression. And things were so bad that eventually I was recommended to take Prozac. In fact, I went to a doctor and left with a free sample of Prozac. And this was in the early 90s when Prozac was really being hailed as a miracle drug. And my reaction to Prozac was to, first of all, I started to feel better and better and a lot better. I started going into work earlier and earlier and just getting a lot done. And pretty soon I was really happy and really high. And then I started getting really high. And in fact, what happened to me on the Prozac was that I had a manic reaction. And we now know that a lot of people do have very terrible side effects, including a manic reaction to Prozac. And that actually caused me to lose a job that I had. So the Prozac was kind of my first experience in using pharmaceuticals, and that really sort of started a whole downward cycle where losing my job, all the stress came in, I lost a lot of my friends, and then I actually ended up being forced into the psychiatric system a few years later and tried a lot of different psychiatric drugs, like I said. And Icarus is not an anti-medication group. There are many people involved with the Mad Pride movement and with the Icarus Project who take medication. We are pro-choice, and we really believe in whatever works for the individual. But what we're trying to do is to educate people that we've really been sold a myth and a propaganda from the pharmaceutical companies saying that everyone has to take medications, that these are medical diseases that can only be treated with pills, when in fact there are many, many people like me who have found all kinds of alternative and holistic ways to live with and even celebrate the side of ourselves that are creative and sensitive and open to the world without the use of pharmaceuticals, or maybe with a combination of holistic health and supports and being involved with the community.
You've asked whether your treatment, some of the treatments you were involved in, were actually really necessary. Can you describe some of those treatments beside the medication aspect of things?
Well, first of all, I was forced into the hospital. I was not given a choice. I was kind of taken in and evaluated kind of like a scared wild animal and sort of poked and prodded, and eventually they decided that, well, this person is suicidal and therefore we have to lock them up. And they put me in restraints, and when I was put in restraints, I was not resisting or anything. I was cooperating with them. I was quite scared and withdrawn. But they said that being in restraints was part of the procedure, and that they had to put me in restraints to transport to the hospital. And after that, I had nightmares of being raped. The restraint experience was so traumatic. And when I was in the hospital, I spent about 2 months in locked wards, and that was extremely, extremely traumatizing for me. And I was also in a seclusion room, and which was treated very badly. And the view that a lot of the hospitals have is they're really sort of warehousing people and trying to just sort of stabilize them. And there's really not a humane side, a humane component to it. And then when they finally came out and that they had done all these tests of me and said, well, Mr. Hall, you are, we have decided that you have a severe mental illness. You have schizoaffective disorder, schizophrenia. It's a lifelong illness. There's no cure for it. We recommend managing it with medications. That was a devastating blow to my self-esteem. It was as if all of my dreams and possibilities of who I was, I could no longer trust myself, trust my inner experience. So the very process of diagnosing me and labeling me as having a broken brain, as having a mental illness, was itself very harmful. And I had to really unlearn that and to see through a lot of the messages that I was being told, and to see through the pharmaceutical company marketing that's behind a lot of these messages before I could really start to recover.
And it sounds like you've made quite a dramatic step in that direction. I myself, I have a brother who was diagnosed as being schizophrenic and observed the brutal treatment that he received in institutions. And I just thought, how can this possibly be called a health care system? It just struck me as brutal was the word. And it would be interesting to hear perhaps more about some of the more positive things you've done for yourself, the diet. What other actions have you taken that have propelled you into a place where you feel comfortable with yourself and the world around you?
Well, the key thing that I would recommend to anyone who is listening is please don't limit yourself to the messages that you get from the pharmaceutical company advertisements or brochures and doctor's offices and a lot of what the mainstream media is telling us. There are many, many people out there who have been diagnosed with schizophrenia or bipolar or very, very severe conditions who are able to make changes and are able to recover. And I'm not saying everyone does, but the myth that you just have to be locked away in a back ward, or you just have to be institutionalized, or have to really live a stunted and tiny diseased life, for everyone is really just a myth. And there's a lot of research that's coming out and showing that now. And so it was really important for me to educate myself, and getting connected with a community of other people like me who are asking questions and weren't just going along with what we had been told was really, really important. And I started to meet people who had been locked up and in hospitals like me and then had turned their lives around. I started to meet people who had looked at things like diet and food allergies and changing lifestyle and gradually and slowly being able to affect their moods and strengthen their sense of themselves through that. And I really, through this community, and it's really an international community now, that's where I got the strength to sort of look at things from a different point of view and to start to consider that, well, you know, I have differences. I go through very difficult emotional states. I go through very difficult mind states. I often have psychic experiences, or I have very scary withdrawal experiences from the world. I become very isolated. But this is also very much a part of my creativity. I'm a very creative person. I'm a deeply spiritual person. I don't see the world through a material lens. I see it through a spiritual lens. And I really see that if you look at history, often it's the people who get called crazy and mad and insane, and they're cast out from society, are often the ones who are the prophets, who are the magicians, who are the healers, who are the shamans, who are the artists, who have a lot of creative offering to give to society. So I would really encourage everyone to sort of open your view of what madness is and take a deeper look at what's out there, and to see the mainstream messages that we're getting from doctors and pill companies, see those very critically and be very skeptical of that, and get connected with this growing community, the Mad Pride movement, the Mad movement that's trying to present a more positive view and a more positive potential for people.
You're listening to People First Radio. Will Hall is an activist, artist, and a member of the Icarus Project's online community. Will is part of a new generation of activists challenging society's understanding of mental illness. I'm Kevin. I'm here with Jan. And Will Hall, our time has flown by here. We just have a couple of moments left. I'm wondering if there's anything else you'd like to add to our conversation today about Mad Pride, about your personal experiences, and hopefully, certainly, we'll speak with you again in future.
Well, I would encourage people to really question what it means to be called crazy in a crazy society, because I think we need to ask ourselves, do we really want to be fitting in to a society that is rapidly destroying the environment, where the future of our children and future generations is in peril because of the ecological crisis, a society that is so deeply committed to war, a society that is so involved in consumerism, and there's so much materialism in our society. Is this really the society that we want to tell people that they need to fit into? Or should we look at people who are maybe having difficulty fitting in as representing a question of maybe we ought to start changing society itself and looking at ways in which we can connect the MAD movement with movements for social justice and ecological balance and peace, and really think about what does it mean to have a healthy society? How do we want to live together on planet Earth?
I have to say, Will, you sound a lot like the Dalai Lama right there. These are the things he's asking us all to question as well.
Yeah, that I would have to agree with that. And I think that Buddhism is interesting because it says that we're all mad. We're all mentally ill to some degree because of our attachment to the material world and not seeing our connections with each other. So I hope we can all look at that.
I do too. Well, thank you.
Will Hall, thank you very much for taking the time to join us today. We really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah, all the best, Will. Bye-bye.
Will Hall is an activist, artist, and broadcaster. He's a member of the Icarus Project, and he joined us today from Portland.
People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society, broadcast on Radio Malaspina Society's CHLY 101.7 FM radio from Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed on this program are not necessarily those of these organizations.